The fourth Sunday after Easter, 3rd of May 2020, a sermon based on John 10, verses 1 to 10. Let us pray. Through the written word and the spoken word, may we know your living word, Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. There was this young couple who were the proud parents of a one-year-old baby boy. If you were to visit their home, upon entering, you would notice that everything about this house was dedicated to protecting their baby. There were plastic plugs in the electrical outlets to keep the baby from seeing what happened should he place his little fingers in them. Upon opening the pantry door, a small plastic baby gate was nailed into place, keeping the baby from getting to items that might be harmful. Small hooks were placed on the cabinet doors to keep the baby from being able to open them and reach more harmful things. The car had a special baby seat to buckle him in and prevent his moving about. The windows could not be rolled down, nor the back car doors opened, as they were in childproof mode. It seems that everywhere you looked and everything about their lives was dedicated not only to protecting the baby from others, but from protecting the baby from himself. Now, this is very good for the baby, but he cannot stay in an environment like that forever. We would consider such an environment for a growing child, let alone an adult, unhealthy, even toxic. What was once a comfort becomes an addiction, a prison from which one needs to be broken free. It makes for an interesting examination of what we regard as our comforts or securities to see if, in fact, they have become our neuroses. The image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd is a comforting and encouraging one. When I was a child, I had this picture of Jesus holding up and smiling at a little lamb in his arms. The picture spoke volumes to me of the friendship and the love of God experienced through Jesus. Now, when we think of Jesus the Good Shepherd, it is quite likely we fuse together in our minds this reading from John's Gospel with the parable from the Synoptic Gospels known as the Lost Sheep. In the parable, the shepherd goes out looking for a lost sheep and brings it safely home. And as we read this chapter in John, we could be imagining the Good Shepherd bringing the sheep safely into the corral. But if we do, we've got it back to front. First of all, we have to work out who or what Jesus is, for he is either having an identity crisis or mixing his metaphors. Jesus the shepherd enters Jesus the gate because Jesus, who might also be the gatekeeper, opens it for Jesus the shepherd so that he can get to the sheep. Jesus is also called the Lamb of God at the start of the gospel, but I think we should just leave that one there. This image is not about the sheep being brought safely into the corral. It is not they who enter the gate. Jesus enters the gate. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Out, not in. Not into the enclosure, not into the pen, not into the fenced-in area. Jesus enters and leads them out. Which, of course, begs the question. If Jesus is leading the sheep out, where is he leading them out from? And secondly, perhaps more importantly, where is he leading them to? First of all, reading this text carefully, we become aware that the enclosure is not actually a safe place. Thieves and bandits can get in by other ways apart from the gate, ways that are illicit, deceitful and threatening. They come in to steal, kill, and destroy. The sheep do not know their voices, yet they are vulnerable and entrapped. They are imprisoned. The sheep need to be saved from this enclosure. Jesus breaks the sheep out of the pen. In my reading, I've been told that the Greek text of John 10 literally reads, "He throws us out." And it suggests that many of the sheep would rather stay there, perhaps knowing no better. This points us back to one of the great stories of the Bible, which we looked at during Lent, the Exodus, a story of salvation, an image of the human problem, or bondage and slavery. The story may have had a historical figure such as the Pharaoh, but the Pharaoh is also a metaphor for what holds us in bondage, both internally and externally. The human problem was that of the Israelites living in Egypt, the land of bondage. Life there was marked by hard labour. It was a life of bitter herbs and meagre rations. You get enough to live on, but that is all. It is a life of powerlessness and victimisation. The solution is liberation, a way out, an exodus. Many of the people were terrified at the thought of going, and even afterwards some still hankered for the security, warped as it was, they had experienced as slaves. It is not just enough to break the prisoners free, but to lead them onto a better life. God led the Israelites by the pillar of cloud or fire, and here in John, in his image, the sheep follow the shepherd, whose voice they recognise as genuine and trustworthy. The Israelites were led to the promised land, a land of milk and honey. The sheep are led out to find pasture. The shepherd comes that they may find life and have it abundantly. But what is life abundant? Is abundant life about having enough money, enough food, enough necessities? But what is enough? Being a capitalist society, we never have enough. Enough for some means a lack for others. Biblically speaking, abundant life means life for all. That the resources of life are spread among all, not just family, not just friends, but inclusive of the stranger, the foreigner, and those on the margins. Perhaps this whole image shows us what sheep we are, sheep who are trapped in their own enclosure, not even knowing there is a gate, let alone another way of being out there. Jesus is the gate, the way out, and Jesus is the shepherd, the one who can lead us out. This little allegory is actually an account of the meaning of the incarnation. Jesus enters the world to lead us out into the kingdom of God. Later in the reading, Jesus talks about other sheep, not of this fold, but who also must be brought along. Then there will be one flock, one shepherd. And so the imagery becomes global. So what is beyond the gate of our individual lives, of our life as a community? Where might Jesus be leading us outside of our enclosures? I think this may be a challenge when we emerge from this time of forced isolation. The fear of COVID-19 and any future viruses like it may only strengthen a resolve to batten down the hatch of our self-enclosures. I pray against any fears that show themselves in prejudice against another, selfish concern, and/or paranoia. While it has been the right thing to do, to self-isolate in this period of time, Let us pray toward the time when these barriers can be dismantled in more ways than one. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, our Shepherd, we pray to hear your voice clearly, to follow you where you lead us, and to trust you all the days of our lives. We pray to be aware of all those you call across the world, not just those within our enclosure. We pray to understand the meaning of abundant life that you bring for all, not just a few. Lord Jesus, our Shepherd, to you we give our thanks and praise. Amen.